This past April, Capitol Rep announced the winners of its inaugural Young Playwright Contest, and the five winning plays are being produced this week and through the weekend. From costumes to props and sets, all designed and built by the Rep staff, these productions are giving young people's voice a chance to be heard, certainly. The plays are directed by Margaret Hall, the Rep's assistant to the artistic director, and performed by the Rep's new Summer Stage Young Acting Company. This is all very exciting. Well, director Margaret Hall is here. Good morning, Margaret. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. We also have student playwright Jamie Gaskell, who joins us to discuss how art and community is being fostered and grown. Jamie is a 10th grade student at the Greenwich Junior Senior High School. Her play, YAP, yes? YAP's Homeless Youth Hostel, takes us into a residence where protagonists from young adult novels await the arrival of their prophecy from the United States Post Office. I'm in love. Jamie and Margaret, again, thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So what is, tell us how this whole program came together, Margaret, and really became a very important program as part of the Rep.
Correct. We started out this past year sort of tweaking one of our summer programs we'd had in the past, and it developed into a young playwright contest where we had a number of wonderful submissions from the Capital Region, and we whittled it down to the five winners. And then after we had those, we auditioned young actors in the area to be part of the company, and then the company members and the playwrights actually got some time together to work on the new scripts, tweak a few things, and produce it all at Capitol Repertory Theater.
When you talk about the project, why is it important? Why is it important to do this type of work?
For a variety of reasons. One of which is Capitol Repertory Theater's mission is to reach as many, if not all, young adults before they leave high school with something from the Rep, whether it's coming to see one of our student matinees, seeing one of our on-the-go touring shows, or participating as a student in one of our young student activities that we have at the theater. So being able to grow our summer program to include young adult playwrights as well as young performers was very exciting for us and a way to reach even more students and to give them a voice on the stage as well, not just our voices.
Talk, and before we go to Jamie here, talk a little bit about the process of picking the plays and the young people who became a part of this.
The plays were all submitted. There was a certain deadline, which I can't even remember what it actually was at this point. But when they came in, professionals at the Rep got together and read all of the submissions. And then we had a discussion circle to talk about which ones were the strongest. And it was quite a difficult task, actually, because every play had something about it that somebody liked. So whittling it down to the top five was a great conversation with professionals in the field from young voices in the Capital Region, which is great to know. After that, what we did was we started auditioning students. We put out audition information on our website in the Capital District. There's a listserv that goes out to people in the area who are interested in the performing arts. And we had a couple rounds of auditions and wound up with a really talented team. 15 youngsters, some of them are 19, some of them are 10. So it's a great age difference. They're not all young. And together, we have brought these five works to life with some really talented teens, bringing these characters to life in a really fun way.
All right, so let's bring Jamie into this equation. Jamie Gaskell is a 10th grade student at Greenwich Junior Senior High School in Greenwich, my hometown, and so we couldn't be more thrilled to have her here. This is YAP's Homeless Youth Hostel. How did this particular play come to be?
It was mostly a matter of the characters, because the characters are what I really focus on when I write anything, because I write a lot. And so It was mostly a matter of pegging which characters I wanted, because I keep a lot of them like in reserve in the back of my mind, just because I think about these sort of things a lot. So it was a matter of finding a setting for a couple of characters, which I think the original draft was an elevator, but it turned into a youth hostel.
An elevator to a youth hostel.
Obviously, yeah. I just wanted more space, you know, in a new, cool setting.
So let me ask the question of, because I'm fascinated by this, and then we'll get into the play itself, but what type of things do you read? Like, what is the type of literature that you read that would kind of foster some of these ideas?
I read exactly the kind of things that I made a parody play out of, which was just, I like to read anything about, you know, adventures and fantasy worlds and magic coming to life and things like that.
In that magic coming to life, what is the challenge in writing a play and bringing that magic alive to the stage?
A big challenge is definitely what can happen in the real world as opposed to what you want to happen in a fantasy realm. Like, obviously, you can't make it rain fire when the annoyed desk girl wants to get somebody out of the room.
Oh, God, so I wish you could, though.
I know, you just gotta flash some lights and pretend.
All right. But do you... When you're thinking of this, has there been anything that you have thought, oh, I'd really love for that to happen, but that is not maybe possible to do within the context of this play?
Not necessarily, because from the beginning, I was pretty aware of my objective that this would be a play, because the idea came to me after I'd found out about the contest, so it was written specifically for the contest, so I knew it would be a play.
Had you written plays before?
No, this was my first actually like written and completed play, so...
And what has the process been like for you over these? How long have you been working on the technical side of getting it up and running and for the performances that'll start on the 13th?
I've been working on
it. Was that last night?
Yes.
Yeah, tomorrow night. Okay.
Yes.
Tonight. Yes, tonight.
I've been working on it since Margaret would allow me to, really. I've been tagging along at every opportunity because I love everything about the whole theater process.
Now, for you, Margaret, what was it about Jamie's work that you said, oh, this is really something that we should do?
One of the biggest things was it made us laugh. We were reading it, and it was so funny, and the dialogue was already really great. She has quite a knack for that. It was,
thank you.
It was really fun to read it and to imagine how we could put it on the stage. Like she said, you can't make it rain fire, but with some thunder and lighting, thunder sounds and some lighting tweaks and flickers, when the desk girl is putting on her spell, you get that in the theater space, what's happening because of the reactions of the actors and what's going on and the technical effects. You understand what she wrote into the script. Another thing was just her enthusiasm from the first time we contacted her to let her know that hers was still being considered and everything like that. She was just all on board to work with. We had the young playwrights work with a couple of professionals, Suzanne Bradbeer, who was on the rep stage. Her pieces were on the rep stage 2 years ago with The God Game.
Yeah.
And we have one coming up this season as well, Naked Influence. But when the youngsters got to get together with the professional playwrights, I mean, Jamie was all about every moment she could soak in from this experience, which is what we're looking for at Capital Rep, too, is to be able to bring people who are that passionate into the process and help them grow even before they get on to college or wherever they might want to go next.
So that is the obvious question then, Jamie, what do you want to do next? I mean, you're only in 10th grade, for God's sake, so you don't have to
I'm going into my junior year.
Oh, yeah. You're going into 11th grade. Okay.
Yes. What's next is probably getting into as much of this as I can, as possible for me, so that way I can start to set up a future in this, because this is what I really want to do.
Writing.
Yeah. So probably a performing arts college of some sorts like this is the next step.
Do you have any interest in performing and of acting?
Yes, yeah, that's my main thing, and writing is kind of, I would say, almost secondary, but they're kind of tied, because I loop all that stuff in together.
Are you involved in the productions at school?
Yeah, and I've been in pretty much every production that'll allow me to be in at school, too, yeah. Lots of musicals
that will allow
and
you
exactly.
to be in. What was the last one I saw was great. What was the last one you guys did?
Into the Woods.
Into the Woods.
Yeah, we did.
You did a great job.
Yeah, I was the grandmother.
Yeah, that was really a great production.
Thank you.
And it seems like you have a very nice department there.
Yeah, and actually, I hear that the auditorium is renovating this summer, so I'm very excited to see what happens with that, because we need new seats and new curtains, and that's on the list.
They have a very odd arrangement there where it's a cool arrangement, but it is, there's the stage, and then there's the auditorium, and then if you open up the back of the stage, then there's the gymnasium, right?
Yes, yeah.
So in the middle between the two, you could almost do an in the round.
Oh.
Except it would only be two sides.
Right.
That's the way they do graduation. So if you want to see the backs of kids graduating Greenwich, that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, my sister graduated this year, so
yes,
I got to experience that.
Congratulations. Yeah, yeah. It's very fun. And I know all the graduations I've gone to there. You try to get there early so you don't have to see their butts. Well, hey, I can't congratulate you all enough, especially you, Jamie. Congratulations.
Thank you. The performances are
tonight at 5. Tomorrow at 11, and then on Sunday at 5, caprep.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC, and again, you can find more at capitalrep.org. Jamie and Margaret, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.